He died for you. He died for me. From our sin, He set us free. He loved us so. His life He gave. So if we ask, we can be saved.
Hello, my name is Rick Hurtless, founder of His Gospel Power, and author of my newest book, God's Promise for Your Success, His Promised Grace. I'm so glad that you could join with us on today's program. As we go through this series, His Promised Grace, I know that you will discover that God's grace has allowed you to live the abundant life here on this earth as you walk in Jesus Christ. As you listen to the series, you will understand that the abundant life is more than finances, it's more than cars, it's more than houses, it's much more than any of that. It is eternal salvation in Jesus Christ that allows us to walk in His abundance with joy in our heart, knowing that God is in control of these troubled times. Now let's listen to the message, His Promised Grace.
Edith was one of the Apache Indians that was there. Like I said, we did an evangelistic tour, a revival. These are very shy people. Many of them will not even look you in the eye, especially the men. Especially the men. I think that years of being pushed down has made them go inward. The men in the Apache tribe, their job was to hunt. The women cleaned, took care of the children, and they cooked, and they did all that. And the women were pretty much allowed to do what they were allowed to do. The men, however, were not. They were not able to provide for their family anymore. They were given things, and pretty soon over the generations, it has taught them that somebody will just give it to you, but in doing so, they have lost that sense of pride in their people. And of course, we know that Jesus will give them that sense of pride back, that sense of pride in themselves to know that we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. That week, there were... Charles had said that was the most successful week as far as turnout in the tribe for the whole 5 years that they had been coming. Because, of course, like I said, they're very shy people and they're very untrusting, with every right to be. They don't trust the white man, and every right not to do so. But they began to trust us as we began to go and minister to them. And I shouldn't say us, this was my first time. They had begun to trust firm, and I was just fortunate enough to be part of that this time. And so as they came and we filled the pews, it was very good turnout. And in fact, on Wednesday night, they had planned for 80 to eat. We had about 90-something. But there was a lot of people there that night. Approximately 7 came to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior this week. Many had rededicated their lives. Alcoholism is a big problem in the village. Alcoholism is where they turn to for their troubles and struggles. It is an extreme problem in the tribe. Edith was a lady who got up and told us her testimony. She had a very hard life. She was abused by her first husband. She took that abuse for many years. She finally divorced him to endure only more of the same. He was an alcoholic, and when he would get drunk, he would come home and beat her up. To combat that, she began to drink also. She began to take alcohol and to escape from that beating so she wouldn't feel the pain. Soon she became an alcoholic herself. A hopeless alcoholic. She had nowhere to turn to. In fact, she witnessed in tears as she told how she would watch her grandchildren only if her daughter would pay her to do so. If she wouldn't pay, then she wouldn't watch them. She had other things to do. She had to drink. Alcohol had consumed her life. One night, she had gotten drunk and she got in a car and she drove away. only to wake up the next morning in a jail cell and realized by her daughter that she had killed someone. She was incarcerated for, I think she said, 9 years. While she was incarcerated, she had been seeking God all this time, even before she was, as an alcoholic, she was abused. She was going through struggles. She was going through the struggles of life. And she kept crying out to God, God, what do I do? And she said that she was a Catholic background, and she would go to the priest, and the priest would tell her to do a dozen Hail Marys or whatever, the Our Fathers. But he never told her how to accept Jesus Christ. Remember I said, God hears our prayers? When we're seeking Him, God hears our prayers. God says that if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. So if you're sinning and you're praying for a new Mercedes-Benz, forget about that. God's not hearing that. But if you're sinning and you are seeking, I believe God's ears perk up. He sees the heart. This lady had prayed for years, God help me. God save me. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix this. What can I do? I believe God allowed her to go to prison because while she was in prison, she had nothing else to do but she began to listen to radio evangelists. She said she had three or four that she would listen to every day. And pretty soon they began to talk about the invitation and how you would come to know Jesus. And as one of those nights, after she had heard one of those sermons, she turned off the radio. She got on her knees and she said, God, I don't even know how to pray. I don't know what to say. But will you come in and will you fix my life? Will you change me? I want this Jesus that I'm hearing about on the radio. And God came into her life, and she said she woke up the next morning knowing that there was something different. Knowing that she was a changed person. She was not the same lady that went in the prison. God had to get her to the lowest of the low. He had to take her to prison. And then He saved her for eternity. When she came out, she knew that she would have to have a driver's license. She needed to support herself. She needed to help support her family. Of course, she had a, whatever they're calling it, it's DWI here in Texas. I don't know what it is over at the DUI, maybe in New Mexico. And of course, you can't get a driver's license any longer. She had a felony. She couldn't get a driver's license. At least that's what the state of New Mexico thought. Through some snafu or something that happened, she found out that she could get a driver's license. She went and applied for her driver's license and it went through. Shortly after that, someone gave her a car. She is now witnessing for Christ wherever she goes. She has a job. She is keeping those grandbabies. God has come in and changed her life. We're speaking about, in this series, about the grace of God. The grace of God the Father, who cares about you no matter what you're going through. No matter what your struggle is, no matter where you think you're going in life, He cares about you. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 through 10. Praise be to the God and Father of Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ, for He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us, the one He loves. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure. He purposed in Christ to be into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. First, He chose us to be holy. He chose us to be perfect in every way. He chose us that if we will accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we will stand before Him cleansed, washed in the blood. He chose us. But He chose us according to His plan. Ephesians 1:11 through 12 says, "In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will, in order that we who are first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory." He predestined us to be in His kingdom, but there's a stipulation to that predestination. It has to be according to His plan. There is a part of that predestination. He predestined the fact that His Son was going to come and die on the cross for the sins of the world. But He also had a plan. Our salvation is conditional. Our salvation is on the condition that we go by His plan. What is His plan? That we work hard and that we labor and that we do everything that we can do, that we pray right, that we pray three times a day, that we face some direction and pray that direction? What is His plan? Is His plan if we do good enough and we work for other people and that we will get into heaven? Is His plan that as long as we come to church every Sunday morning, Sunday nights, Wednesday nights, when the doors are open, that we are saved? Is that God's plan? No. His plan, in the grace of God, is that if we believe in Him, we will be saved. If we choose God, we will be saved. We have been predestined according to the plan. We're predestined to get into heaven if we go according to the plan. In John, it tells us that the one work that we must do, there is a work that we must do to get into heaven. And that work is to believe in Jesus Christ, the one that God sent. Jesus said that the plan, the work that you must do, is to believe in the one who was sent by God, who is Jesus Christ. According to the plan, in order that we who were first in hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory. God's plan was to send Jesus so that we might be saved. We will be overcomers for Christ when we stick to the plan. We have to believe in our heart that Jesus died and was buried and was raised on the third day that we might be saved. Romans 8:37 says, "No, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." There's a stipulation to the predestination. And that is that we have to stick to the plan. That we are conquerors. I suppose you could stop there. If you're in the world and you want to make everything easy on, we're more than conquerors. The world has taken all other scripture out of context. It says, no, in all things, we're more than conquerors. Oh, see? No. Through Him who loved us, we have to stick to the plan. The grace of God has already covered us if we stick to the plan. Grace of God is available to every single person in this congregation, to every single person that is listening on the radio, to every single person in this world. The grace of God is available. God's grace reaches to everyone. Right? God's grace extends to everyone. No one's going to hell. A loving God would send no one to hell. No. You have to finish the scripture. We have to accept God according to the plan. John 16:33, "I have told you these things so that in Me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." If you're a Christian and you're struggling, you don't have to pray to God, "God, am I really saved? I'm having all of these troubles. I'm having financial difficulties. I've got pain in my body. I've got things. What's wrong? Maybe I don't know You. Maybe I need to work harder, God." No. God says His grace is sufficient for you. What you have to do is trust Him in His grace to bring you through the struggle that He has before you at this moment. And as he says, in this world, you will have trouble. It's a proven fact. We're going to get old unless we die first. Unless you die young, you're going to get old. And that means when you get old, I know most of y'all know what that means. That means that you're going to, maybe my foot has been a little bit bunged up lately and I haven't done anything to it. It just kind of hurts. My knees, you know. Get up in the morning. Oh, you know, I thought I slept better than that. We're going to get old. In this world, you will have trouble. The economy is going to control. Do you think the economy is not going to affect you? Many of you already know the economy will affect you. I know the economy affects me. As we went up, the gas was $2.70 a gallon. But take heart. Jesus has overcome the world. And third, His plan was that if we choose Him, the plan is if we choose Him, we will be saved. Ephesians 1:13-14. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation. Having believed, you have to do something. You have to believe. It's very hard to understand predestination. Some say that predestination means that we don't have to do anything as Christians because God's already chosen who He's going to have. He's going, all right, you're in, you're not. You're in, you're not. Kind of like eeny, meeny, miny, moe. You know, and of course, if it were that way, we wouldn't have any reason to complain because God is God. God is sovereign. God is in control. But God also says that He is just. And I still believe that God knows what is going to happen years from now. And that is in His foreknowledge. The Word talks about His foreknowledge. And according to this Scripture, He has predestined us according to His plan. He made a plan and He's going to stick to it. He made a plan for Israel and He's going to stick to it. He made a plan that Israel is going to go into the promised land, they're going to inherit it, and one day they will be in the entire promised land. He is going to stick to that promise. He made a promise to you that if you ask Jesus Christ into your heart, you will be saved. He made a promise and He's going to stick to it. If He can change that plan in any form or fashion, we're in trouble. What happens if we stand before God and He says, you know, I changed my mind. But yeah, but God, but you promised that if we accepted Jesus, we could get into heaven. Well, yeah, I changed my mind. I don't want to do that anymore. You go on, you know, you just go on, get out of here. The good news is Jesus Christ came and died that we might have eternal salvation. And God the Father is faithful in what He has told us, and the promise holds true today. It held true 2,000 years ago. If the Lord tarries, it will hold true 2,000 years from now. God has the plan, and His plan is Jesus Christ. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal you cannot fall away. In Hebrews, we are talking about the seal on our evening service. The fact that we are sealed in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit places that seal. God has you held tightly. When you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing. You read that? Guaranteeing. Does everybody know what a guarantee is? Actually, I guess in this world today, maybe you don't know what a guarantee is, because they can go against guarantees in this world. But God's guarantee is eternal. Guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of His glory. Hallelujah. To the praise of God's glory, He is guaranteeing your redemption. Hallelujah. That ought to get you excited. You know exactly where you're going. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, you're on the path. If you've gone according to the plan, you're on your way. You are in heaven, in fact, the Word tells us. Technically, we are already in heaven. He has said we are already standing. In Matthew, we are standing with Jesus in heaven once we become saved. It's exciting. We're in heaven. This phase of heaven right here is so that we can teach others how to get into heaven, be overcomers in this life of struggles. But take heart. Jesus says, overcome the world. Ephesians 4:30, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. You were sealed in Him for the day of redemption. Present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter, because of those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Their teaching will spread like gangrene among. Among them are men who will help to purport that. God knew about you from the beginning. The beginning of creation. Not the beginning of the creation of man. He just says the beginning of creation. God is eternal. Maybe He began His plan a million years ago. I don't know. I don't know when He began His plan. He chose you because He loves you. In fact, He loves all men and women on this earth that have lived and have ever lived. He chose you. He has predestined you to be with Him in heaven. However, there is a stipulation. You have to go according to the plan. The plan is that you believe in Jesus Christ. You accept the grace of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. The provision He has made for you is the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The blood that has covered you and has made you righteous. The blood that helps to give you that strength as an overcomer. Because as soon as you accept Jesus Christ and you get covered by the blood of His sacrifice, we get the Holy Spirit that comes into us, which allows us to walk bold for Christ. Allows us to be overcomers of the struggles that we have. We don't have to walk in despair any longer.
Thank you for joining with us on our broadcast of His Gospel Power. I'm excited that you join with us and listen to us daily about the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is a listener-supported program, and I'm asking that you might prayerfully consider joining with us to spread the gospel around the world. You can do that in many ways. You can either go to Amazon.com and buy any one of my books. My latest one is God's Promise for Your Success, His Promised Grace. All the proceeds of those books go to this program of His Gospel Power. Also, you could go to hisgospelpower.org, hisgospelpower.org, and there is a donate section on that website. That is our website here for His Gospel Power. And just go and click on the donate button. If you would prefer to mail your gift, you can just send it to P.O. Box 1569. That's P.O. Box 1569, Rockdale, Texas, 76567. And all contributions that we receive are greatly appreciated. You would truly be a blessing to this ministry. I'm excited once again that you have joined with us. And until next time, I pray that you experience His gospel power today.
Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed.